China's leader goes to Russia.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
They'd like to rewrite the rules of the game globally, and they have been increasing their cooperation and their relationship, certainly of late.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on Fox News Sunday. Xi Jinping arrived this morning for talks with Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
Ahead of the visit, he put out a statement in which he said, quote, "We have every reason to expect that China and Russia, as fellow travelers on the journey of development and rejuvenation, will make new and greater contributions to human advancement." While the Chinese are putting out a positive spin for Putin, this trip may offer a major boost. The International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for Putin just last week.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House. After being accused of war crimes, Putin went to Ukraine over the weekend, visiting Mariupol, a city Russia now controls after bombing most of it to rubble.
That is also the location of the drama theater, which was used as a civilian bomb shelter and clearly marked with the Russian word for children so it could be seen from the sky. It was bombed anyway, resulting in one of the greatest concentrations of civilian casualties in the war.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Kyiv. A Trump ally will testify today before a grand jury in New York City investigating the former president, who claimed over the weekend he'll be arrested tomorrow. Trump lawyer Joe Tacopino tells Fox,
"This is a politically motivated prosecution. This is the thing that's happening in this country now, where we're using the justice system as a weapon."
Robert Costello, a former legal advisor, expected to contradict ex-Trump lawyer Michael Cohen's testimony. Cohen made a hush money payment before the 2016 election to keep porn star Stormy Daniels quiet about a past sexual encounter she claims to have had with Trump. He denies it. There are two big bank deals. UBS is buying Credit Suisse, which is considered at risk, and New York Community Bank is purchasing assets from failed Signature Bank.
The FDIC is promising depositors that the banks will operate as normal. Signature Bank is the second bank to fail this month after Silicon Valley Bank's collapse.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. America's listening to Fox News.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When the U.S. starts telling another country to end the war now, it's time to take a hard look at your own protection plan. If you've been on the fence about buying gold and silver, it's time to act. Securing your IRA or 401k with real gold and silver is a portfolio protection plan, and Oxford Gold has made it as easy as 1, 2, 3. Call Oxford Gold right now and ask about bonus opportunities you may be eligible for. Call 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-GOLD.
While China's leader visits Russia with a focus on Ukraine, the Chinese are also angry at the U.S. over TikTok. And Biden administration demands it dump its Chinese ownership in order to avoid the app being banned in the U.S. over concerns about users' data security and China manipulating content. That'll be an issue again this week in Congress, along with last month's toxic train derailment.
This week, a U.S. Senate panel is expecting to hear from and ask questions of Norfolk Southern Railroad Chief Executive Alan Shaw. The rail company is under fire for lacking safety policies many believe led to the derailment of a freight train in East Palestine, Ohio, and a subsequent decision to burn toxic chemicals spilling from the rail cars. That hearing is scheduled for Wednesday. On Thursday, the House Energy and Commerce Committee will hear from TikTok's CEO, who is expected to provide answers on the company's relations with China's Communist Party and the app's effect on children. Eben Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are flat ahead of the opening bell today. Now to March Madness.
Timmy thought about the three. And they'll take it. He's next. All time leading scorer has another 20-point game in the NCAA tournament.
Drew Timmy led Gonzaga past TCU 84-81 on TBS. FDU, which pulled off a big shocker Friday, a 16 seed knocking off a top seed Purdue, could not pull off another upset last night, beaten by Florida Atlantic 78-70.
There were upsets Sunday. 7-seed Michigan State knocked off 2-seed Marquette 69-60, and 6-seed Creighton beat number 3-seed Baylor 85-76. 5-seed Miami, a minor upset, dropping 4-seed Indiana 85-69. In the other game, Xavier beat Pitt 84-73, and Kansas State wins the Battle of Wildcats 75-69 over Kentucky.
That's Fox's Tim McMaster. On the NASCAR track, last year's Cup champion Joey Logano won his first race of the season in Atlanta. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Dan Bevener, bandit teen fatally shot last week, has been released. Authorities identified the victim as 16-year-old Montrell Emery. The teen gunned down Wednesday along the 2400 block of Prairie Green Drive in Urbana. He died after he was taken to a hospital. No word on a motive. New security measures will go into effect at Clear Foundation Hospital in Urbana. Starting today, hospital visitors and those entering through the emergency department will be required to show a photo ID, register, and wear a visitor badge. The visitor badge is good for a day's visit. Security has protocols in place for those who don't have a photo ID. Hospital officials say these new guidelines are for the purpose of enhancing security. City of Urbana announced that there will be a lane shift on South Philo Road beginning at 7 this morning. The city said traffic on South Philo between McHenry Street and Mumford Drive will be shifted to one lane in each direction. Traffic and access to all properties on South Philo Road will be maintained at all times. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yeah, bracket? What bracket?
Exactly.
What bracket are you talking
hey,
about,
I'm supporting
Soye?
The Big Ten, what? Is what I was saying.
Wow.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
That's called bracket busters.
Yeah. Bracket busted.
Well, once again, we find that the Big Ten did not fare so well in the NCAA tournament. One of our eight entries advanced to the Sweet 16. So there's that. All right, well, we had a wintry weekend. It's our meteorologist, Greg Solier, brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, they've got those jobs for you. If you'd like to research and get a side hustle coming into the summer months and more warmth with spring starting today, I believe, you can go to urbanaparks.org
All
for details.
All right, Mr. Solier, I am Stevie J. That is Diane Ducey.
Morning.
It is Monday. It is March 20. It is too darn cold, sir. What do you got?
Yeah, I tell you, that was a rude awakening over the course of the weekend, particularly on Saturday. I don't think we got past, you know, somewhere between about 20 and 25 degrees around here. That's kind of mid-January, snow on the ground levels, and we certainly, as expected, had a little snow in the air. But things in this too shall pass, and we move on directly into the springtime season as of 4:24 this afternoon, the old equinox. And when it does, we'll let it in around here. Expectations of some near 50-degree weather this afternoon, and that's pretty much on target for a March 20th across the area. Not so chilly tonight either at 33 in the overnight low. We're out the door this morning, by the way, 23 Willard and Savoy, 25 at Rantoul. So better tonight on temperatures and better tomorrow on temperatures as well at 53. Couple of sprinkles late in the day. Three weather systems ahead over the next 5 to 7 days for openers. We'll get in some rain before midnight tomorrow night and a low down to about 40. And a couple of spells of shower activity for the day on Wednesday. High temperatures up near 58 and we'll flirt with 60 on Thursday. There's weather system number two with some showers and even a rumble of thunder between Wednesday night and Thursday. We'll get into some wet weather as well on Friday. That's the back end of that midweek weather system with a high near 50 degrees. No real cold air finally for a change behind any of these weather systems. We're into some sunshine to start off the weekend at 53, and then comes Sunday around these parts another round of wet weather. High temperatures up near 58. The weather maps and charts, if you want to take a look at springtime around here, still loaded up with moisture, plenty of it for spring, and wide variances of temperatures, cool to start, warm on the backside, and yeah, some field work and planting lanes across the area. And again, some wet weather in here for Sunday and Monday next week. High temperatures still well into the 50s. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Political strategist, former congressional candidate, author of Raven's Mantle, she wrote that, Fighting the Betrayal of America. Did you have a basketball bracket, Raven? Did you involve yourself with the NCAA basketball tournament?
I did not.
Well,
and I didn't even get the fantasy this time.
Well, that means your bracket isn't busted like everybody else's watching the NCAA exactly tournament.
Exactly right.
There's that. All right, so the Joe Biden budget has some money in there about new gun ownership. What's that say?
Well, what it says is he wants to allocate $1.9 billion to the ATF, which would essentially increase its operating budget by 53%. As a line item squeezed in, and basically another layer in his attempt to try to grab the gun and go after the Second Amendment.
Well, I'm all for that if they take everybody's gun, but the problem is you can go into any major city and good luck getting all the illegal guns out. Why don't we start with that?
Well, yeah, why don't we start with securing the border and trying to stop the spike in violence as it is going everywhere, but essentially this is where he's choosing to allocate when we are trillions of dollars in debt. I mean, his new budget overall adds $20 trillion in debt, so that'll put us up to $51.3 trillion in debt. is not sustainable.
Not sustainable. No. Meanwhile, President Xi and President Putin are meeting in Russia. What's your read on the new alliance here?
Well, this is exactly what we warned about. They're smelling division and weak leadership, and they are teaming up. I mean, they're teaming up on a number of fronts. They're meeting, but they're also trying to change the rules of the economic forum to make to devalue the dollar and destabilize the economy. They are in talks about arms support and pretty much essentially ganging up on the United States. So this is what we warned about with taking a soft stance on how we were going with this. And we've spent more in Ukraine than the entire defense budget of Russia.
Meanwhile, Taiwan still is in the scopes of China. I mean, that's out there.
Correct.
Too. I mean, you totally got it. And President Biden said they're going to support Taiwan and take action and all the other things that I think he said about Ukraine, too.
Yes, until the job is done, which is, you know, many Americans hoping he would say that about our border and our economy and our kitchen table issues. But that appears to be where Biden is. We are teetering dangerously close to World War III. And I think people are mindful of that.
Well, I don't think there's a lot of confidence in the leadership going on right now, Raven, that's for sure. I don't know. Nothing changes, at least for a couple more years. And even then, it's just, I don't know. I don't know why Republicans aren't doing more for a lot of things with that are on the docket. Sometimes I just feel it's one big old club kind of have each other's back.
You are correct. And that's why it's important that we get accountability on both sides. Both are dropping the ball. We need to clean house in both houses, figuratively and literally, that we've got, you know, the left steamrolling and the right just rolling over. I mean, this is, it's not representation. So we need to get them off the soapbox, you know, and into doing some actual work for the American people. And that's where we come in, is we keep the floodlight on it, because justice dies in the dark.
President Trump supposed to be arrested tomorrow. What's your take on that?
I hope that is not true. That would be, because it's not just President Trump's rights that would be violated. It would be all Americans if this can happen to him. But this is a legally flimsy, pathetic case. It's been debunked across multiple platforms, and essentially it will guarantee that Donald J. Trump will get the nomination to the Republican Party. I mean, he is funded, Alvin Bragg is funded by Soros, and he has reduced his caseload of felonies by half, by categorizing them as misdemeanors instead of felonies. So he's a prosecutor who doesn't like to prosecute unless it's Trump.
You know, it's phenomenal, the equal justice under the law, right? I mean, they're talking about Stormy Daniels on this, right? This is like 17 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, this is Dinesh D'Souza going to prison for a $5,000 overpay on a campaign. This is just unbelievable.
It's the two-tier justice system, and people on both sides are sick of it. If it can happen to him, I mean, they have spent tens of millions of dollars attacking him, and he gets stronger and stronger. I wish they could just get back to doing the people's work. We have so many problems that need solving.
Raven Harrison, your book is Raven's Mantle, Fighting the Betrayal of America. How can people take a peek at that?
They can take a peek at that. It is available for pre-sale on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, and they can go to our website, RavenHarrison.com, for more information.
Thanks, Raven. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
7:14 on this Monday morning, 217-359-2255. You want to text our show today, you're welcome to do that. We jump to the wild and woolly NCAA bracket now. To get her mic going. I don't know what's going on with the thing. No, come on over to the other one.
Okay.
I looked at my one. There it is.
Okay.
You did something.
I
right?
Just have to hold this wire just like this.
It's just a wire. Which one? That one?
Okay.
I got an extra guy.
Get the coat hanger out.
Yeah,
and,
that's
and
it. Put the aluminum foil on it. By the way, I have one bracket. I have three.
Okay.
And one of them actually has UCLA winning it.
Oh, really? That's the emotional bracket?
No.
Or
emotional had Illinois winning it.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, did so well with that.
That really, really did well.
I mean, and me, all the Big Ten teams. I mean, a lot of them fell flat, except for what? Michigan State, beat
Michigan
Marquette.
State. That's it. Michigan State is in the Sweet 16. It just does it not feel to anybody watching that the Big Ten is kind of different? I mean, we're good. It's hard. It pushes and shoves everybody, mm-hmm. and it's physical. But if you don't have guards, you got to have guards. When we started against Arkansas, we didn't have any guards on the floor.
Right.
No guards. Sky left. Jaden got hurt. Sincere's good. We had no guards.
It's a good point.
Trent Frazier is a guard. We won one game with him. We won one game with Ayo Dosunmu. It's just, it's hard.
And what is it about the Big Ten in general that we seem to be falling flat during March Madness?
Everybody goes 10-10. I mean, it's just it's a very even league. It's physical. It's hard to win on the road. We don't have the guard play. I mean, you look around our Big Ten league, who's guard? The best guard is Tyson Walker, and it's Michigan State. They won.
Yeah.
You got to have really good guards, and they just, a lot of these teams are shooting 42% from three. We shot 29%. It's really difficult. So anyway, good luck, Brad Underwood, because now what? I mean, what do we got coming? I don't know. No idea.
Right.
NIL.
You're right.
Yeah, swinging gate.
And the transfer portal and all of that.
Thousands of kids want to change schools. You have to ask why. And then you got to see if they're good enough to play for us. And then you got to see who's coming back.
Are we looking at teams like Fairleigh Dickinson, the Knights taking down Purdue on Friday?
The smallest team in the NCAA was Fairleigh Dickinson from Hackensack, New Jersey. You don't have that. Kansas State, Sweet 16, they got a 5'8 guard. He's really good. It's just hard. It's hard to put it all together. It's hard to find the right guys that fit. It's hard to have guys make baskets. It's hard. It's just hard.
Right. Well, Arkansas taking down Kansas. Did they have some outstanding guards?
Yeah, though they got great guard play. Yeah, they're good and they're quick. And everybody looks faster and quicker. And it's just amazing. If you don't care who wins these games, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I don't care who wins the games anymore. Don't care at all.
And Creighton taking down Baylor was another upset, 85-76 on that game. So very interesting. How's the bracket looking today? I know since I had some spring break action, I didn't even look at it. I'll have to catch up and write in my official bracket and then get my highlighter out on what I did have success with, which is very little.
If anybody has more than two of the final four teams left, congratulations. I have two. But that's pretty good.
Okay.
Because you have two number ones gone, number two's gone, number one, two. He's still got Alabama and Houston. A lot of people had them.
Okay.
And so those are still your rock solid ones that are still around. But Texas and UCLA are real as well. And can somebody like San Diego State upset Alabama? I don't know. Going to be hard. Alabama's just solid, solid. They're all long. They're all quick. They're all fast. Make baskets.
Well,
stuff
I thought
like that
mathematical guy that we had on last week talked about Texas, UCLA, and Alabama making it. It's just that Marquette was part of that Final Four of four.
Well, yeah, okay. Mathematical, shemekamako. What? There's no picking this stuff. Our weather this morning with Greg again, brought to you by Mattex.
Mattex reminds you they've got some spring offerings, some great promotions. You can learn more at mattexservice.com.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and this Saturday. Boy, a real midwinter feel over the past weekend, particularly on Saturday, but a nice improvement, a little more typical early springtime weather for the day today. Appropriate as we clock into the vernal equinox at 4:24 this afternoon. Windy, not so chilly, mostly sunny, highs near 50 at south wind, 15 to 25 miles per hour. Gusty, breezy, not so cold tonight, partly cloudy, 33. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, windy, milder, and a couple of sprinkles late in the day, the high about 53 degrees, and a south wind 20 to 30, and gusty. Some rainy times tomorrow night, will bottom out near 40. Windy and mild for the day on Wednesday. A couple of showers around morning and afternoon. Highs up to 58 degrees. Windy, warmer still for the day on Thursday. A couple of showers, maybe a thunderstorm. The high near 60. Occasional rain and 40. The high on Friday. Dry time on Saturday at 53. More wet weather ahead for Sunday and Monday of next week with high temperatures still into the 50s. Yeah, promises to be still a very active weather pattern here over the next week to 10 days for openers. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I've been just Greg Soldier.
All right, 7:19. We're going to check your Fox Business Minute. That'll be coming up next. And Carl, as of today, will need a photo ID for you to enter their complex.
That's
right.
We're going
to talk about that, brief you, just in case you don't know.
Okay.
That will be coming up next.
BC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways Banking Options at BC are designed with your goals in mind. BC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are under pressure in the pre-market on Wall Street the morning after a rally over the $30 billion rescue package for First Republic Bank by 11 of the biggest banks in the country. The California-based bank's shares, though, are continuing to sink ahead of the opening bell. Another closely watched bank shares are seeing losses deepen. Credit Suisse, which has said it would borrow roughly $54 billion from the Swiss National Bank. Another reason there could be some wild swings on Wall Street. Options contracts tied to trillions in securities are set to expire today. And YouTube TV is hiking prices to $72.99 a month from $64.99, blaming high content costs. This is the first price increase for the streaming TV service in 3 years. It goes into effect April 18th. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business. Okay, as Carl Health focuses on bringing more safety and preparedness measures to facilities, community members, this is Carl now, visiting Carl Foundation Hospital patients, those entering the emergency department soon, as of today, will need to show photo identification, register, and receive a visitor badge when entering Carl Foundation Hospital. It launches this morning at 8 a.m., Carl Health's latest step to enhancing security for patients, visitors, and team members. They must have been having problems with this to install such a process. So you'll walk in, outpatient services, entrance orders over the check-in system, over 6 a.m. 6 a.m. You're just going to have to learn about the hospital main entrance at Park will operate 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. So they have different hours for different departments, but you'll show a photo ID. If you don't have a photo ID, then you don't get in, I guess.
No, I think they are making a pass for you.
How do you know who you are, though? You have to show who you are, some identification,
and
right?
And then maybe who you're visiting. I'm going to book a guest on.
I'd say it's
give
good
us
to
all the details.
Brief the community, because you can't get a pass per se for later. Each time has to be an individual laminated pass. Is that what I'm thinking here?
I'm thinking that's right.
Okay.
That you, after you show your ID, that you get a pass that has your picture on it and says you're a Carl visitor.
How do you turn that over quickly? Don't you have to, like, they must have a wonderful system.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want, you know, 92-year-old woman seeing her husband sitting outside today in the cold because it's a long line.
I'm sure they've got that managed.
They got to figure it out.
It's all good.
Okay. Well, we'll see. But,
but you would think a place like hospitals is somewhere where people might gather if they're cold. I don't know.
Well, so maybe they're getting people running all over the hospital. That's exactly what's happening. And maybe there's been some issues where they won't leave and that kind of thing. Called security. And then you say, well, what are we doing? We got so many doors that are coming in and out. Somebody pushes that one. That's what's coming, but they come in anyway. That kind of thing. They have to.
So it looks like this says the emergency department will soon show a photo identification, register, and receive a visitor badge when entering the hospital starting today at 8 a.m.
Okay. Just FYI, you are now in the loop again.
They're enhancing their security for patients, visitors, and team members.
Okay. Like, that means people have been coming in that shouldn't be there. And we're getting a lot more of that in our lives, mm-hmm. aren't we? Mental health issues, homelessness issues, and they want people that are supposed to be at the hospital to be at the hospital, and apparently we can't do the honor system anymore.
It looks like this check-in is at one of four entrances, the outpatient services at Orchard Street, and the check-in there will be from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., the main hospital entrance off Park Street, which will be from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., and the heart and vascular entrance, which is 6 a.m. to 5 p.m., and the emergency entrances where visitors must check in at the emergency entrance, which is operational 24/7.
Okay. So again, no photo ID, and no photo ID, I presume you don't get in.
And then get a Carl Visitor paper badge, which is an adhesive on the back. The badge will show the visitor's name and photo and the floor that they will be visiting and their check-in time.
If you go to Carl today, why don't you remember to let me know how that goes and how long of a process that is to actually get a badge and go in. And again, emergency room, same thing. You just got to have a whole crew doing this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, looks like there's an uptick in their guest registry and that they have the little small camera right there. So guest services will be totally on it today.
I'm sure it'll be a fast process. I'm sure.
And I'm reading from carl.org in case you'd like to make sure you're well informed. It's the top story there that was put in on the 16th, and it starts today.
Okay, and then I presume when you leave, your badge has a date on it probably, so they toss it? Or you just take it home? It's not good if the date isn't right? I don't know. Anyway, that's what you got to call.
During subsequent visits, guests must simply check in and receive a new badge for that day. There will be no need to scan the visitor ID again. They'll have a photo ID taken once registration is initially complete at guest services. So it looks like once you're in the system, you know, you say, hey, it's Diane Ducey again. Here I am seeing my grandpa again. So that they'll have you, and then maybe they work you into the express lane.
I haven't seen the new badge printing machines, but they must be really fast and good. Because I can't imagine how many visitors Carl's gets a day. I mean, right? Carl gets hundreds and hundreds of visitors a day, I would think.
Right. And just starting today again, as visitors will check in and register. So.
Okay. Luke Goody. Channel 3 caught up with Luke Goody in the locker room after the game. And he wanted to come and play. He broke his foot against Kansas. But what about not redshirting? He wanted to help his guys. Was that the right call?
I don't regret it at all. It was worth it. Loved playing with Matt and Coleman, and one of the biggest things was, you know, can't take stuff for granted. And when I was able to come back, you know, we were in position to make this tournament, and that was, you know, the biggest. That's the goal. You know, you got guys out there that play four years in college at a high major school and never make the tournament. So when we had a position and opportunity to do this, and I knew I could help the team, you know, it was a no-brainer.
Okay. All right. Luke Goody saying no-brainer, no regrets. Wanted to help the team. There's no question. He was 2-for-2 in the game against Arkansas from three. I think he would have been our best three-point shooter. No question about it. He's a very good shooter. No more Matt Meyer. Everybody else on the basketball team has the capability to come back, including Terrence Shannon. Everybody else could come back. And then none might come back. That's just what we got, right? Not the old day of, oh, get your degree and make sure you go to class and be a sophomore.
Absolutely.
We're not doing that much anymore. Now it's all about who's got the best deal for this player. Is it a better opportunity or not?
Mm-hmm.
Who's coming back? Will Coleman Hawkins enter the NBA draft? Will he be drafted? Certainly second round, I think people would think, because, you know, 6'10", 6'11", can dribble and run up and down the floor and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
People say he can't shoot very well, and certainly he can improve that. But, you know, Coleman Hawkins is totally a guy that might not be back. And you look at who you have and you wonder, are they all coming back? And coach doesn't know. Nobody really knows.
217-359-2255. Our Tapman's Towing phone line has Brian saying Broward County Hospital in Florida has a similar system. There's stickers that are printed up quickly. So.
Stickers, huh?
So we were talking about Carl's new system.
I want a laminated badge.
Well, that sounds like it's more cumbersome. Yeah, this is very quick.
Tom Izzo, Michigan State's in the Sweet 16. Coach, how's it feel?
God, it feels great. I got to tell you, this was, I've been in a few of them, but with everything this team went through and the way they rallied and kept getting up off the floor after that Ohio State game, you know, and stuff, give him a lot of credit.
Well, he was crying. He was talking to the reporter on the court crying, Tom Izzo. They had the mass shooting. Don't forget the shooting.
I forgot.
And he spoke to the campus. I mean, it was a brutal week and a half, two weeks for that campus. And to come through all that, and now you're in the Sweet 16.
Wow.
And so, you know, he was very emotional about it all.
Uh-huh.
He's the last of really the old guard, Tom Izzo. I mean, he's been around a long, long time. All right, news and a former police officer coming up. Stand by.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. China's President Xi Jinping's arrived in Moscow to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Russia and China call it a no-limits friendship, and Vladimir Putin could do with a friend right now. His invasion of Ukraine draining cash and resources, and over his head a war crimes arrest warrant from the International Criminal Court.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says there should be calm, not violent protests if former President Trump is arrested, but says the Manhattan District Attorney's investigation is political.
There should be equal justice in America, and stop going after people because you have political differences.
Trump's under investigation for a hush money payment to former adult film star Stormy Daniels just before the 2016 election. He says he expects to be arrested and wants supporters to protest. The grand jury is expected to be hearing from its last witness today. The former president declined an invitation to testify himself. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Steps being taken to prevent the spread of viruses such as COVID at schools. Governor and the Illinois Department of Public Health announcing the state launching nearly $30 billion program to provide more than 60,000 HEPA purifiers to Illinois schools. 68% of the schools in Illinois are receiving those purifiers. Western Governor University once again holding its Fund My Classroom initiative. It's aimed at helping teachers throughout Missouri, Kansas, and Illinois expand their curriculum and implement innovative techniques in the classroom. K through 12 teachers in need of this funding must submit their proposals by April 14. MRI turns 50 and its developer has ties to the University of Illinois. On March 16th of 1973, Paul Ludeberg published his paper establishing magnetic resonance imaging. He developed the MRI at the Stony Brook University in New York. He received the Nobel Prize for his invention in 2003. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, and Pan Am this Saturday, and pretty typical early springtime weather around these parts. Nice recovery, that means, on temperatures in the coming days, but it remains an active one here. Over the next 7 to 10 days for openers, no shortage of rainfall. We'll move into that springtime season. The vernal equinox at 4:24 this afternoon. Mostly sunny, windy, not so chilly. The high near 50, bottoming out tonight at 33 in a south wind. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, late day sprinkles, and high at about 53. South wind 20 to 30 and gusty. Rain at times tomorrow night, lows near 40. It'll be windy and mild Wednesday with a couple of showers around morning and afternoon. The high about 58. Windy, warmer still for the day on Thursday. Should top 60 with showers and thunderstorms both morning and afternoon. More rain ahead for Friday with a high near 48 degrees. The sharp turn drying over the course of the weekend, namely Saturday. Mostly sunny, 53. Back into another widespread wet weather system for Sunday and Monday of next week. High temperatures still well into the 50s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Yeah. Mike brings up the 217 text, Tapman's Towing phone line. I thought it was racist to ask for ID. Well, in the voting scene, it might be. But in this scene, it's like we don't want people that shouldn't be in our building kind of thing. But you're right. It's inconsistent. That also illustrates that everybody's got some sort of photo ID. Because you can't even buy alcohol. If they card you, right, and you can't get on an airplane, you can't do anything with that photo ID. So that kind of dispels the voter suppression stuff.
Well, and Mike Pugliese is from Atlanta, so he can speak to that. Atlanta certainly had some voting issues back
in the
day.
Yeah, how you doing, Mike?
Good, how you guys doing?
Mike Pugliese, former law enforcement officer, leading attorney, a nation's future dying one bullet at a time. More children nationwide die from gun violence than any other single cause. That's not going to change anytime soon. In the Russell Banks novel, The Sweet Hereafter, a small town struggles with this monumental grief after 14 children die in a school bus accident. A father whose 9-year-old twins perished tries to wrap his mind around how to navigate a landscape reversed in the realized nightmare of every parent. Mike, we're a country that allows arms to our people. It was intentionally intended to protect ourselves from our own government. Now that that's kind of not going to stop the army. Nobody's going to beat the army these days with everything we have now. So it's a lot more than spears and knives. Now it's guns and bazookas. Wouldn't it be, not that it's doable, but wouldn't it be correct to say, let's get rid of all the illegal guns? Let's start with that and maybe a solid southern border, Mike.
Well, first you'd have to start with enforcing the rule of law. All we're seeing is now is what is the fascination with guns, especially with our youth? It gives them a sense of power, sense of well-being. Look at the homes. You know, most of us, you know, I'm in my 60s, so most of us have had the opportunity of growing up in a family and actually having a house that we can call a home. You don't see that anymore. You don't see that. A lot of the young people now don't have a home that they can go to and feel safe in and feel like there's some bit of some type of community, some type of family community. There's nothing there anymore. Now, I'm not giving kids a pass on having guns, but what I'm trying to distinguish, it's not the gun. It's the attitude. It's what's going on in the attitude of America right now. It's basically giving them a pass, the kids, and adults, too, that are using guns illegally. So how are you going to enforce taking away illegal guns? At the same time, we see this move of defunding police and declassifying serious violent acts. You know, D.C. is just passing a law to minimize maximum penalties for serious violent crimes like murder, sexual assault, aggravated assault, armed robberies, home invasions, carjackings. All that is being downplayed. Well, our young people are seeing this, and this is what's coming up and filling the roles of adult and adult responsibility, and we're missing that right now. So that's where we need to start. How do we get that back? How do we go back and find out where do we turn the corner and totally take away that there is severe consequences for our actions?
Well, we don't have that anymore. Mike, you have if you have a lot of homes now with zero guidance and your best friend becomes the kid who's 10 and you're 8, you're getting beat up walking in the streets of Chicago to school, and then the 10-year-old promised protection if you joined their gang. That's the culture. That's what they know. That's how they live. That's how they survive. We have got to lay a whole lot of this, firstly, on a country that's moving away from God, number one, and then the parents that shouldn't be parents that have zero responsibility and aren't doing anything to help the child raise. I mean, they can't raise themselves.
My friend, you said a mouthful when you said that we're moving away from God. That sense of order, no matter what your God is, what religion you follow, it gave you a sense of order, a sense of direction. You know, whether it's the Ten Commandments or whatever, you had something, some type of guide. It's reckless abandonment now. It's one for all, go out, and somehow the gun has become the new reparation. It's giving you an entitlement out there to these kids that are becoming sons. And you're right, the role model isn't the masculine figure of a father figure. Now it is the local gang leader, the local gang thug that promises you what a great life you can live if you just raise your right hand and join his gang. And we're seeing it all over. We're seeing gang activity actually going into our police forces now. Recruitment's down, so qualifications are way down, and this is what we're seeing coming in. And that's the climate. That is setting what's going on. These kids, these young adults, they're seeing this and they're following this. But you said a mouthful. We have totally become a nation where we want to follow man-made law or man-made gods and then totally left the supernatural realm of religion and Christ in our lives.
So why, for a guy like George Soros to fund all these people that want everybody out, no prisons, no borders, no police, what is their end game? Do they think they're going to be safe in the chaos and anarchy? Why are people trying to destroy America from within?
Every communist regime has an elitist group. I've been to communist countries as part of my job, and I've seen it. You always have an elite, but they sell this magic Kool-Aid that the government religion is going to take care of all. The government is your God, and it's going to take care of all. And what is really scary, what does Shakespeare tell us? First thing you need to do is kill all the lawyers. Look at what's going on with our legal system. I'm an attorney. I'm talking against my colleagues. But what I'm seeing in the younger community is you have this wokeness coming up through the legal fields, which a lot of it's funded, which you said is right, funded by George Soros. And we're seeing this funding reaching the blue cities with the district attorneys that are in place and ultimately the judges. And they are going to, you know, when people yell the Constitution, appellate rights and all this, this has a factor in what's going on. So George Soros is brilliant. He knows what he's doing. And their end game is totally to cause chaos, totally create this havoc environment where we're dealing with high violent crime rates, where the public feels unsafe, and totally redo the police departments. It's going to eradicate the police departments totally. You won't have your local police agencies. You're going to have one national police force. And we'll see how well that's going with the FBI, and it's in total disarray. What are you going to have when you have a national police force that rules by intimidation? And that's what they want. They're working toward this one new world order, globalist order. And this is real. People think that this is a myth and it's over there we're talking about. No, it's here right now. We're in a Cold War, just that the conservatives haven't really recognized it to the extent that it is. And it's a scary situation right now. And they focus on things that get our attention. You know, take my guns. That's gonna fix the world.
Right.
And that's not the answer. That's not the solution.
Well, I know what will really unite America is when they arrest Donald Trump tomorrow, right? I mean, for a 17-year-old Stormy Daniels thing, that's all they got? And even that's been refuted by others? So what are we doing?
And again, that is George Soros fueled with the Manhattan District Attorney that received $1 million in funding during his campaign from who else? George Soros.
Yeah.
They figured, you take out a world leader, and whether you want to call Trump a world leader or not, you know, that's up to you. But the man is the head of a significant party, the MAGA party. It's here. It's not dispersed, as the media wants us to believe. And they figure you take him out, and then the rest of us will live in fear. We don't have the billions that Donald Trump has to defend himself. Most of us don't have the thick skin that Donald Trump has.
No.
I don't know a man alive that could go through what he has. But they figure you start there. And then all your radical agenda can drift down, and it's scary times. And again, we go back to what is George Soros doing? How is he getting Donald Trump? Again, he's putting in district attorneys in most of these blue cities, from Atlanta, where I'm at, to Manhattan, and up D.C. and other locales, and they're raining havoc on us through the rule of law. Basically, there's no rule of law.
Former law enforcement officer, leading attorney Mike Pugliese, Tapman's Tony phone line. A couple of minutes more with Mike on the phone. So I've seen more Jesus ads than ever. More maybe a feel that there is God that can help us get back on track. Is that our only hope? I think it is.
You're absolutely. Listen, the Jesus revolution is real. And if we want to get out of this mess, the country is going to have to get on its knees. It's going to have to hold its rosaries or do its prayers. That is the only answer. We do need divine intervention, because unfortunately we think we can handle this on our own, and we've seen what man-made faith can do. It's not really working for us. We need to have our faith based in God and the Holy Spirit and get back on track. You're not going to hear that from too many attorneys telling you that right now.
Right.
But that is, you said a mouthful, my friend. That is where we need to go. We need to turn back to God and get back to righteousness.
Doesn't end well for us, but we all didn't think it'd be on our watch, right? I mean, we didn't think.
We thought we'd be talking about it.
Yeah.
This will be, talk, but we're here.
There's a lot of evil, and I'm not just saying bad. This is evil. That there's an evil force happening right now in our country. We got to hang together. Former law enforcement officer, leading attorney Mike Pugliese, P-U-G-L-I-S-E. How can people connect with you, Mike?
Thank you, they can get me through my law practice, PugliseLawFirm.com.
Hey, hope we can chat again, Mike. Thank you.
Looking forward to it. Be safe.
Mike Pugliese, name P-U-G-L-I-S-E.
Pugliese.
Yes, and I was just looking at an investigation over the weekend. Urbana teenager murder has resulted in an arrest. Urbana police say that the officials into this investigation, Montreal Emery, 16, led detectives to obtain an arrest warrant for a 14-year-old juvenile from Urbana. They executed that warrant early Saturday morning in the area of Washington Street and MacArthur Drive, a few blocks away from where Emery was killed. Mm. The teenage suspect was arrested during the police operation. In addition, officers executed a 2-court-ordered search warrant In the scene of Emery's murder, the suspect was booked into the Champaign County Juvenile Detention Center pending further legal proceedings.
Right here in Urbana.
14 and 16. I mean, here we're talking with Mike on this children nationwide dying from gun violence, and it's happening in our own community.
Right here.
As we pivot to sports, of course, your NCAA basketball bracket has probably been busted if you're like me and you were trying to favor the Big Ten because we're all about the Big Ten. Well, not so much for Indiana, Wisconsin, Iowa. Obviously, Purdue went down early with Farley Dickinson being a 16 seed. Mm. So it's been very interesting, very entertaining. If you're not invested in this, what fun. And we had a number 7 Michigan State taking down number 2 Marquette. Sorry, Father Joe, if you're listening. 69-60 was the final on that game. Another upset was Creighton taking down number 2 Baylor, 85-76. And Arkansas taking down Kansas, 72-71.
I would like to hear from anybody who has more than 2 teams in their Final Four. I'd like to have you let us know.
That's right.
That would mean you're... amazing.
217-359-2255 is our Tapman's Towing phone line with Alabama and Houston and Texas, UCLA still in it, right?
Well, so. Those are two twos and 2 ones.
Okay.
Houston and Alabama are certainly not, I mean, they can be beat. San Diego State's going to give Alabama a decent game, I do believe. But then again, I thought Illinois was going to win. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So SIU beat Illinois in baseball 4-2, but Illinois wins that series in Northeastern Mississippi Community College, which was just a hair warmer for us. Let's see how things are tomorrow at 6 at Bradley when our Illinois baseball team goes into that game at 9-7.
Bradley on tomorrow? The season.
Yeah.
We're going to play that game?
So, I mean, right now it's on the books, but they have done some shifts as they did for the game against SIU, heading down south a little more. Of course, Dan Hartlib with all his ties in the baseball field, so glad about that. Illinois golf tying for 4th in Tucson. Milwaukee over Toronto in NBA action, 118-111. Indiana's at Charlotte tonight. The Bulls are in Philadelphia to face the 76ers. St. Louis Blues blanked Winnipeg 3-0. Blackhawks are in Colorado tonight. So that's essentially sports. I'm hearing Odell Beckham Jr. is a free agent, and I don't know if there's any NFL...
I don't know.
We're pretty much all about the basketball.
Well, there's a lot of ESPN National who's on our airways. They've talked about Aaron Rodgers and Lamar Jackson for 4 months. So sometimes you got to fill 24 hours of sports. Those are the big stories. And Odell Beckham, you know, won a Super Bowl ring with the Rams 2 years ago. Yeah. But he's had injuries and he's older and all that. But somebody will probably pick him up for a spell. Okay, as far as the NCAA tournaments, again, fun to watch if you don't care, but embarrassing for the Big Ten. I mean, it really is. To have one team make it through out of 8 selections, we have one team, and they barely won. Michigan State is your lone representative. I think it was Michigan last year is our lone Sweet 16.
Hey, Craig at Sarah Automotive, you know, with our vest on and everything. He's got 6 of the 8 and 3 of the 4. So we're getting in touch with Craig following his bracket over at Sarah Automotive.
Text me, Craig, who your 3 are. So you didn't – Marquette was a 2, they're gone. Purdue was a 1, they're gone. You must have had Kansas State. Maybe Tennessee? I doubt it because Tennessee beat Duke. He must have K-State, and they're good. They're really, really good. Alabama, that's a chalk. Houston's chalk. Texas is, you know, real good, number 2. UCLA's a number 2. And Kansas is gone. So you have Kansas gone. That's a 1. Purdue, eesh, that was, if you watch that Purdue and Farley Dickinson game, it was like, this is going to happen. Oh no. And Purdue just... Zach Edey got 1 shot in the last 10 minutes of the basketball game. The 7'4" guy had 1 shot in the last 10. Talk about, you're kidding, right? That's what happened. Is that Craig?
Yeah. Hey, how you guys doing?
No way. You don't have 3.
I got Tennessee, Alabama, Houston.
You do have Tennessee. Well, they look pretty good.
I, you know, I,
You know, I think because Jonathan Kerr's daughter goes to Tennessee. Maybe I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel it. They've been hot.
They really are. I think Illinois has to go to Tennessee and Knoxville next year and play basketball. Not be very good. So you got Tennessee, Alabama, Houston. Who was your bottom? Kansas?
Kansas.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's still good. But you got 6 of 8? So who are the team you don't did you have Purdue making the 8? No, you had Tennessee.
Oh, no. Yes, I did.
Purdue. So you had Purdue and maybe Arizona?
I had Arizona, yeah. That was my other one. Okay. That was too bad.
All right, so you're dominating here. So
still there?
You there? Okay, might have lost Craig. Anyway, he's done well, so good for him. Anybody else?
Tim had chimed in from St. Joe saying, I'm still hanging around with Alabama, Houston, and Gonzaga.
Okay,
and
you're right there.
And Purdue in parentheses.
Yeah, well, Purdue kind of shocked everybody, but if you're Matt Painter, what's happening? Nobody has done what he has done in a bad way. In 2011, he lost to an 11. In 2015, he lost to a 13. In 2020, the Purdue Boilermakers lost to a 13 seed. In 2021, the Purdue Boilermakers lost to a 15 seed. And in 2022, the Purdue Boilermakers lost to a 16 seed. Now, as good as Matt Painter's been in the Big Ten, he won the conference by 2 games. You got to perform in March.
Yeah.
And he's feeling it, believe me. Boilermakers, in 3 consecutive years, you lose to a 13, 15, 16.
I see.
If you're a high-ranking Big Ten champion kind of team, those are hard to endure.
Got to get those clutch games in. Ken and Muhammad said, I have Alabama, Tennessee, UConn, and Houston.
Ooh, all
alive. Alabama and Houston playing in the national championship, Houston winning.
Well, he's alive. He's doing great. Oh, by the way, after the Purdue game, there were no more perfect brackets out of 20,500,000 because on Friday, after all those upsets, there were 20,568,000 brackets in America on ESPN. There were still 568 perfect brackets, even though Furman beat Virginia and some other wild upsets. No more. That went away with Purdue. Nobody had Farley Dickinson beating Purdue. So, okay. It is 7:52. Weather brought to you by Carl.
And Carl reminds you that they have their start of their photo ID at the guest station with visitors registering and getting a photo ID sticker pass. So you can learn more at carl.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, Evans, Saturday. Boy, a real midwinter feel over the past weekend, particularly on Saturday, but a nice improvement, a little more typical early springtime weather for the day today. Appropriate as we clock into the vernal equinox at 4:24 this afternoon. Windy, not so chilly, mostly sunny. Highs near 50 at south wind, 15 to 25 miles per hour. Gusty, breezy, not so cold tonight. Partly cloudy at 33. Tomorrow, increasing clouds. Windy, milder. And a couple of sprinkles late in the day. The high at about 53 degrees on a south wind, 20 to 30. And gusty. Some rainy times tomorrow night will about near 40. Windy and mild for the day on Wednesday. A couple of showers around morning and afternoon. Highs up to 58 degrees. Windy, warmer still for the day on Thursday. A couple of showers, maybe a thunderstorm. The high near 60. Occasional rain and 40. The high on Friday. Dry time on Saturday at 53. More wet weather ahead for Sunday and Monday of next week with high temperatures still into the 50s. Yeah, promises to be still a very active weather pattern here over the next week to 10 days for openers. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Peter Olchis, Greg Soltier.
Jesse with Land's Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions here to tell you today, hey, we've got solutions for you. Do you have gurgling toilets, slow drains? Have you been told that you have to jackhammer and mess up your entire house and property just to fix a pipe? Have you been told your sewer lines failed, your drain lines don't work? Call us today, have our expert drain cleaning team come out, run your lines, camera them, locate, and we can offer you a solution today. Land's Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions. Why call anyone else?
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And this is Luke Goody from Men's Basketball.
Luke, it's great to have you back on the floor. We hope to see a lot of you in March.
I was pretty sure we'd get postseason games this year. I didn't want to miss out.
Most of us will be glued to the TVs for the tournament.
I don't want to watch it on TV.
Right, you want to have TV watching you and Terrence, Matt, and the whole crew.
I watch plenty of footage of our games, win or lose, plus whoever's next.
Too bad you can't watch those on a Sony OLED.
I know, right? I saw how great those look in your store, and they're so thin.
The Sony OLEDs have the best picture, the best sound, the easiest operation. We love them.
I saw your repair bench. Can your team really work on those if they need it?
Good Vibes has been a Sony service center forever. You can fix them, install them, and explain why you want this one versus that one. We know Sony like Coach knows X's and O's.
I believe they're good, but aren't they expensive?
Short answer, no. Come into Good Vibes in March. You can get a 55-inch Sony OLED for $12.99 and deals on sizes up to 83-inch.
Well, that sounds good. Game films probably would look better. Speaking of that, I gotta practice and, you know, watch some more of that film.
Better you than me, Luke.
Carpet Weavers is flooring their customers. They work with the biggest brands to bring you the best selections and prices on hardwood, luxury tile, carpet, and more. Stop in at 616 West Market View Drive in Champaign and let one of their sales associates help you find the perfect flooring for your lifestyle. Their 100% satisfaction guarantee allows you to be confident in your purchase. Carpet Weavers has been flooring people with beautiful carpet and flooring since 1988. In fact, they're nationally ranked as one of the top 25 specialty flooring stores in the country. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
Okay. Yeah, I had a text here. Joe Bob has his Final Fours: Alabama, Houston, K-State, and UCLA. Woo! Anybody else have all four of your Final Four alive? That's impressive, Joe Bob. Man, I mean, I guess it's doable. Pretty hard. Alabama, Houston is chalk. K-State's a three. UCLA's a two. So not crazy. It's just the combos, man. I just don't know if many people pick Tennessee over Duke except Craig Fanning at Sarah Automotive, Sarah Champagne. Because I think a lot of people were pretty high on the Dukies. A lot of the commentators, Jay Billis's, the Dickie Vitals, they loved Duke because they're Duke and they're Duke.
Yeah.
So that's kind of it. And Kentucky, to my eye, Kentucky had all these long athletes and unbelievable talent. They could go to the rim and they lost. And it means that talent alone doesn't win basketball games. There has to be chemistry. Chemistry sometimes is hard when you haven't known them more than 5 minutes. You kind of build trust over time. You cannot rush trust in your life. It's enduring through time. And with the new portal and the NIL deals, when will you ever have roster stability? Good luck with roster stability. Thousands of young men looking for greener pastures are available for simply the right classes. I mean, deal packages. It's such a different deal. It is such a unique now. Buy a team, give an 18-year-old a lot of money is not sounding like
something. Are we mentioning the value of your degree and?
Oh, you mean for the student athlete?
Yes.
For every other sport except football and basketball, yes. I mean, nobody else is getting anything. Not significant. Football, basketball, making bank. And so you have, and I said this, go find it, 2 years ago. I said, when you start paying people, the guy in the locker room is not going to like the other guy in the locker room because he's getting a better deal and I'm scoring more.
Yeah.
I know for a fact on our team right now, somebody wants a car and he's not getting one.
Oh, God.
And his dad thinks he needs a car.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
of
so.
Of course, the entourage is.
Well, I mean.
Poking him, saying, come
so,
on
so
now.
So you're watching this other guy drive a very nice car and then the other guy's not. Don't tell me they don't know. Everybody knows everybody's business.
I know.
It's a can of worms. It's Pandora's box. It's whatever you want to call it. But I don't think this is going to go very well. There's going to be some really sad stories out of it, some really incredibly jubilee and celebrations. But you have to remember, for every college athlete that's getting some sort of NIL, there's about 50 people standing right behind them. And 25 of them are whispering in his ear, you should be in the draft, and the coach isn't using you right. And you got your cell phone, and we'll let you know, because I heard that this school really wants you. I made a lot of money, and I get 10%. I'm telling you, it's cheating their brains out that's now legal.
We had to open the Pandora's box.
It used to be, you can't give him a pizza, man. You just violated the
good. I know.
You can't. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just salty because we're out and I don't care anymore.
Our brackets are busted.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. Well, then the bottom line is, good luck. Brad says we're the best conference, and it's not really holding up very well in the last 2 years.
Michigan State is the only one.
Michigan was last year's only rep. So,
right.
I don't know. I know it's a hard league and everybody's pretty even in the Big Ten, mm-hmm. but we don't do well in the tournament. I think we ought to come, instead of playing each other twice or whatever we do, 20 games, I think we should have 8 and then book other teams we'll beat. Then we'll look better and have, be ranked, be 9 teams ranked.
You can chime in, 217-359-2255.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola.